Day. I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Washington politicians are reacting to the death of staunch liberal U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
87-year-old Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a diminutive woman, but a towering champion of liberal causes and women's rights. She was the court's second female justice. The Supreme Court says Ginsburg died of complications from metastatic pancreatic cancer. Her death just 6 weeks before Election Day is likely to set off a heated battle over whether President Trump should nominate a replacement. Ginsburg announced in July she was undergoing chemotherapy treatment for lesions on her liver. It was the latest of several battles with cancer. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And while campaigning in the state of Minnesota, President Trump paid tribute to her.
I am sad to hear that.
With reporters, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says just as the Senate delayed a judicial appointment for President Obama in 2016 before the upcoming election, the same rule must be followed now.
That's the position the United States Senate must take today. And the election's only 46 days off. I think the fastest justice ever confirmed was 47 days. And the average is closer to 70 days. And so we should do this with full consideration. And that is my hope and expectation.
And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said that he's going to bring President Trump's nominee to a vote with just over 6 weeks before the election. McConnell, his statement released just over an hour after Ginsburg's death was announced, declared that Mr. Trump's nominee would be receive a vote. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization on Friday warned that the coronavirus pandemic is not going away and might still have a long way to burn in our society as countries across the world experience spikes in new cases. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva, the executive director, Dr. Michael Ryan, said the organization was adding 1.82 million cases to the global case count and an average somewhere between 40 and 50,000 deaths every week. He said that even though cases and deaths caused by the new coronavirus were at a flat global level, rises in other parts of the world are still concerning. There are more than 950,000 confirmed deaths globally resulting from COVID-19 and more than 30.4 million confirmed infections globally. President Donald Trump tries to paint immigrants as dangerous refugees during a campaign visit to Minnesota's Iron Range. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
During a rally in Bemidji, in the heart of Minnesota's iron mining area, President Trump talked about what he sees as dangers posed by immigrants, whom he refers to as refugees from Muslim-majority countries.
The importation of refugees from the most dangerous places in the world, including Yemen, Syria, and Somalia.
One such immigrant from Somalia, Democrat Ilhan Omar, who was a naturalized U.S. citizen and the 5th District Congressional Representative in Minnesota. Plus, she's a staunch critic of President Trump's.
Omar, yeah, he said Omar. That's a beauty. How the hell did she win the election?
During his speech, Trump also described himself as a wall protecting his supporters from the Democrats and presidential nominee Joe Biden. I'm Tim McGuire.
Former Brazilian leftist President Luiz Inácio da Silva blasted U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's tour through South America on Friday, saying that the U.S. top diplomat had only visited Brazil to provoke Venezuela. Pompeo met with Venezuelan migrants at a refugee reception center in northern Brazil Friday at the third stop of a regional tour to ramp up pressure to oust Venezuela's leftist president Nicolas Maduro. Pompeo also visited a soup kitchen serving hungry migrants with the Brazilian foreign minister. Pompeo praised Brazil's humanitarian efforts to receive 250,000 Venezuelans who have crossed and crossed the border, some of the more than 5 million that have left the country due to the political and economic turmoil. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.